Thank you very much. What a joy to be here as a corn grower. I also raise soybeans and wheat. I was asked to make a couple comments about a farmer's perspective on the importance of what's happening here today in terms of bioproducts and bioinnovation. As a grower and as a member of multiple organizations, we for a long time have supported new uses and value-added products for our commodities. And so it's exciting to see what's happened. I'm like Dale, I'm not used to doing this. Dale, yesterday I was spraying wheat all day in a sprayer all by myself. I am excited about the title, Innovation in Agriculture. You know, we are very caught up in production agriculture from the technology production side. I will plant my 41st crop this season. I'm kind of on the downhill side of this curve. We don't get very many times at bats. So we spend a lot of effort in promoting new technologies. I've learned how to drive auto steer tractors and run sprayers that control the boom height and shut off the nozzles. All that's very efficient. It means we are a lower cost producer. We've working with stack traits and new innovations in fertilized technology. But we have two variables in agriculture we can't control. One's the weather, and the others are the value of our product. Who wants our product? We raise it and then present it to the market. And so one of the reasons we still have a tremendously viable industry in the United States is because of folks like you, groups like this, that continue to help us support and develop new products and new uses for our commodities. And so it's with a great deal of respect and a joy that I'm here today and able to share with you this day, and thank you for all of your efforts. And I was excited to hear the Deputy Secretary say that we are on in a phase of momentum and we're on a growth curve. So I'm old enough to remember when we as corn growers were helping start the USDA preferred bioproducts effort, that it just seemed like was never going to happen. Now, as I told Terry back there, you know, you have to understand farmers have a short season, see? We plant in the spring, harvest in the fall. We aren't very patient when it takes 10 years or two generations to develop a new effort. But we see it coming, and that's exciting. And part of that reason is because we have really good leaders in this effort. And one of those in Ohio is Rocky Black, and we're very thankful for that. Rocky, as you know, has recently been appointed as the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture, Deputy Director in the Ohio Department of Agriculture. He's worked in Ohio. He's no stranger to us in the agriculture. He's been around for, his bio says, 25 years. He served for 6.5 years for the legislative assistant to George Voinovich, Governor George Voinovich. He has been with the Ohio Farm Bureau as a senior director of policy and public affairs. He has worked tirelessly on promoting and is large part responsible for what's happening here in Ohio. We're very excited about developing our program. We think it's important that Rocky is in a position to help lift us and Ohio products to a new level as we move forward. And so, Rocky, thank you for all your efforts, and we appreciate your presence and look forward to your new duties.
I do bring greetings today from Director Zeringer, Jim Zeringer, who has been on the job as Department of Agriculture Director for less than 3 months. And he brings a lot of personal background. He was a poultry and aquaculture farmer for many years, many decades in Western Ohio. And you can see that his enthusiasm for agriculture is rubbed off on the governor. And so we're delighted that the strenuous commitment that we hear there from these two really is exciting for us, too, in the bioproduct area. We've been busy with kind of putting together the Department of Agriculture's budget. I've been there 3 months also. So what I would like to do today is I'm not going to talk for half an hour. It'll be more like 90 minutes, I think. I'm just kidding. But I just want to do two things. One, I wanted to kind of refresh our brain, refresh our memory on some of the Ohio story on bioproduct, and then secondly, be as helpful as I can to you in giving you some insight into what I think is happening and how we can make it go forward, okay? And I appreciate being here. So the Department of Agriculture today is a $15 million, roughly, two-year agency, which is very small peanuts, isn't it? If you look at a state that has a budget of about $57 billion in 2 years, we're $15 million. It's hardly, you know, worth getting too excited about. Except that within that, there's an enormous emphasis on making sure that we have safe and healthy plants, animals, and people in Ohio. So that's really our core function. So when the when the governor's office told us to cut our budget by 10%, which ended up being a little less than that, what we had to do is go back and look at what can we live without and still function on that core mission. Well, you can look around, and there are, we cut our Ohio Proud program significantly by 75%. Our sustainable ag effort is probably going to be significantly diminished going forward. And so things like bio-based programs and biofuels, we have a commitment to them, but when you come in our offices, you can look around and you'll see the only staff that's really working on them, and that's me right now. So maybe we'll change that, but right now there's a strong commitment, but we don't have a lot of resources. This is a little logo that we came up with that we kind of tested before at the Farm Bureau, but don't tell anybody. But what this demonstrates our commitment to economic outreach and job outreach within the Department of Agriculture. So like the Department of Michigan, the department in Michigan, which has gone to Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, or the department in Indiana, which has about 96 employees dedicated to agricultural development, Ohio is now going to put forth an emphasis on economic growth. And so our friend Doug from the Farm Bureau is going to, or did you already do that? Did I already pass those around? Just wanted to give you a little a pin that has our economic outreach. And it's good because it helps us in bioproducts to come back and make sense of that. This was Ag Day here about 3 weeks ago. We have the Lieutenant Governor, Director of the Department, Zeringer, and Adam Sharp. Adam, where's Adam? Adam's back there. Adam took them through their paces and showed them the products. And this was a good thing to have a high-level official, two high-level officials in Ohio government come here and see what's going on and understand that jobs, 85 jobs, are associated with what's been going on here. Oops. And there's the Lieutenant Governor talking to the group of suppliers that Kathy has worked with. This was back in the Farm Science Review back in the fall, and even then we were trying to get our claws into the governor and the expected director, which we were able to do a bit. I think you all know that there is a strong commitment into Ohio from major companies dedicated to bioproducts, and we could kind of walk through there, but those are the companies. So we have a great story to tell, plus there are a lot of your companies and your associations here today. Again, I guess my point with this slide and with the pen and so forth is to say that the challenge I think now in working with the administration in Columbus is that all that we do is really targeted toward jobs. And so we've had in the past, we've had material flow studies, we've had proposals for biorefineries, we've had all these things, and those are all good things. But I don't think you're going to see a lot of attention paid to that part of the formula. The formula that's going to get attention is what you folks are doing, which is the sort of the on-the-ground retail outworking of bioproducts. One of the exciting things is just an informal thing, but I was able to get Kathy Horton invited to the director's Ag Business Roundtable, which is his highest level advisory group. So Kathy will be joining us for some meetings, and there we can get some of our bioproduct message integrated into our core ag message, our core development message, with somebody other than me, who kind of is a, sometimes I am a Johnny One Note on that. We recall, just briefly, that we did pass a strenuous bioproduct procurement bill. And it was, the Soybean Council sort of conceived it, but the corn growers, the Ohio Farm Bureau, many others participated, and we passed that bill in, I think it was signed in July, late July last year. And it really is a very comprehensive bill because it addresses not only the state's state agency procurement, but all of the university, public university and college procurement. And there's also a voluntary program of procurement for 2,000 units of local government. Bryce Savillo, where are you, Bryce? Bryce, can you stand up for a second? Bryce is your one-stop shop for working with local governments. If you want to sell your product or understand more about local governments, I would talk to Bryce. And Bryce is a consultant to the Soybean Council, and he's done an awful lot of work for us. So last fall, the rules were written, implementing the legislation, and they are in effect today. So if you go online, we can give you that citation, but essentially you go on the Department of Administrative Services, and you'll see the four program staff that are charged with making sure that bioproducts are part of any bid if they want to be, okay? The first rule in Ohio's procurement says that the state agencies of Ohio shall procure bio-based products. And then there's some qualifications to that, but not many. So we have a great program poised to go forward. We want to show you briefly, too. Bryce has worked with the Soybean Council and others. These are some of the communities around Ohio that have passed bio-preferred resolutions. So we've kind of taken the step at the state level, the state legislation, taking a step at the local level, okay, colleges and universities, and then through the co-op system that the state has for 2,000 units of townships, counties, and cities. If you have any questions about those or you want sample resolutions, Bryce can get those for you. This is kind of an older slide, but it just underscores some things that we already know intuitively. This was a survey or a poll done by the Ohio Soybean Council. If the price and quality of products were equivalent, and this is obviously posed to an Ohio crowd, would you personally choose to purchase those bioproducts, to use those bio-based products in your household if they were readily available to you? And what do we have? Is it 88%? I don't have my glasses. 88% over there? Okay, and you see the green-yellow is such an overwhelmingly strong response to that. This morning, when I had a bagel and all I wanted was a little bit of cream cheese, and I came over and the damn thing had a green bio label on it. Now, come on, how can a cream cheese label be green? I don't know. But the point of it is that people are sort of desperate, aren't they, for what Kathy called greenwash, which is to make sure that all of our stuff that we sell has some kind of green promotion. Again, this is showing you overwhelming public support for people saying that in Ohio, saying that they would like to require local governments to purchase bioproducts. And then a couple of questions. One, if the price were equivalent, should governments specifically be required to buy those products? Okay. So we know, I just put that in there for the soybean guys, but that's it's kind of a cool slide. We have a lot of soybeans. But one of the arguments that confuses the heck out of me is internally in agriculture, and I'm hoping that maybe I'm misreading it, but I'm hoping that we can get past it, and that is you'll have a sort of a discussion with farmers or ag people, and some of them will say, well, you know, we got to be careful about products because it's gonna increase the price of grain and corn for poultry and hogs and stuff. We've got to be careful, right? And then the other end of it, you'll talk to a bio or a soy farmer who'll say, well, we just don't, you know, sell enough bioproducts with soy in it to make it worthwhile. Now, which is it? Are we making too much or not enough? And the point of it is, we got to get past it. What do you think Kirk Merritt does all day at the Soybean Council? All day, every day, you can take the whole bioproduct movement and set it aside. And his job all day, every day, is to increase the volume of soybeans sold in Ohio. Is that right? I think it's right. Isn't that part of what you do? So the point of it is, I hope internally within agriculture that we can kind of wave the white flag and say, listen, we're always going to be trying to explore new markets. Bio-based is one. So let's come to an agreement within ag and move forward and say that this is an area that we all can embrace. okay. These are a couple of really neat programs that you may be aware of. From the Earth is something that the Ohio corn and wheat growers devised a while ago, and they will be delighted to give you the citation on the web. But essentially what you have is a similar thing with the Soy Inside program to the left. And these are two web places where you can go and purchase retail bioproducts made from corn, soy, wheat, lots of things, and do it right from your computer. So that's one good way that we're promoting direct bioproduct use. I think everybody knows that Ford has been, you know, a leading company. I think Ford has said that by the end of 2012, all of their vehicles, cars and trucks, will be using soy-based foam. They're also ramping up the oil-based parts like wiper blades that are made from soybean oil. I did this because last night I heard about this. So I hope I didn't tip any news there. You know, the label is a good thing. It brings order to our bioproduct effort, our green marketing in Ohio, doesn't it? It gives us a measurement, lets us know how much is in it. When you go to the store today, I've been to conferences. I know you've been to conferences, and everything is green, right? Except that nothing is green. You go around to all the displays, and really nothing is green, other than they say on their product, well, this could be recycled and reused. It could be. This gives us, the label gives us something to measure the percentage of bio-based product by. It also increases our visibility as an industry, as a bio-based industry. I think the next step, I think that in Ohio what happened probably about going back 9 to 12 months ago, we had the outgoing administration tried to put a significant emphasis on biorefinery deployment, okay? All that effort really didn't do a lot because we were changing administrations. My point is this: what we need now is an emphasis on commercialization, development, retail sales and development. Basically, we need sort of Kathy Horton talks about an accelerator, someone like Kathy to get with other people in the industry and help people to commercialize their product, to get it in use, to get it labeled, to get it on the shelves, and get it in use. Okay. I'm going to conclude here with just some suggestions that I have for the bioproduct effort in Ohio. One of the things that we've done well, I think, is kind of hang together. Those of us that have been involved in this effort, we've sort of hung together, at least loosely, and I think that's a good thing to do. Today is a very good thing to do in celebrating the label and coming together. I would suggest that we do something similar and possibly invite all states, or at least Midwestern states, sometime early in the fall. That's just a suggestion. All these are suggestions. I also think that there is at the national level a bioproduct coalition group, and Karen Edwards works on that. I would suggest that in Ohio we need a similar thing. We need to bring all pieces of the bioproduct thing together, because what we end up getting is we end up getting the research and the commercial, all of the pieces, and they're all pulled apart. And the problem is we don't have an impact on decision makers because they don't understand it. They see every slice of the pie and they don't understand how it comes together. What they want to see now in Ohio is they want to see it coming together. They want to see the economic output of that. They want to see the jobs associated with that. Policymakers have to see production. let's see. I think, you know, one of the things I do not hear from politicians is sort of a clamoring to use bioproducts. And that lets me know that we're not aggressive enough at the right level with people back in their district, whether that's farmers or manufacturers or whomever. We need to be a little more pointed in our discussion with these policymakers, because politicians respond quickly to pressure, to concepts. But I don't hear them coming up to me or you or anybody else saying, darn, we got to really accelerate this bioproduct thing. Have you ever heard that from a politician? I never have either. We're not putting enough pressure on them. I think in our parlor discussions about bioproducts, if I can say, I want to be real constructive with this, so I'm not being negative. And if you perceive it that way, please don't. Please take it as a constructive thing. But farmers, to me, seem very enthusiastic about certain things, like ethanol, okay? They don't seem, I haven't had extended conversations with a lot of farmers themselves really pushing bioproducts. Now, there's exceptions to that, I know, and you people are exceptions to that. But I think we need to go back to the farmer level and say, look, this is our market. This is our world. We got to push it, okay? Politicians listen to them way more than they listen to us. I think we need to have an aggressive pursuit of the procurement law in Ohio. All of us that are aware of it need to push it and need to use it and promote it. And then I think we need to tie the whole thing up with a little ribbon and say this, Mr. Decision maker, Mr. Policy maker, is economic development. It is jobs. It's what we do. It's the future. Okay? So those are some suggestions. And don't worry, we'll all keep working at it, and I'm sure that we will. We're going to have some good success at the local level. I know there are many good things going on. You'll hear from Commissioner Paula Brooks, who's working at the national level with local governments. Kathy and I always have our schemes going, so we'll keep things going. Soybean, corn, those guys are already always investing, and your companies are too. So with that, I'll end, and I think we're done.